Chapter 11, Goal Setting. Quote by Benjamin Mays, "The tragedy of life does not lie not reaching your goal. The tragedy lies in having no goals to reach." First and foremost, goals provide us focus, direction, and motivation. Goals ideally help us to proceed and move further to accomplish and achieve. And goals, when achieved, provide a sense of achievement, and it can also enhance our image. But what is most important, that somewhere goals are required in life. It could be on the personal front or professional front or both the fronts, but goals are a necessity and goals are required. Why? Because goals keep us going. They keep us motivated. Next one, introduction. Goal setting is the process of taking steps to achieve your desired outcome. Goal setting is the process of measuring specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound objectives. So I would rather say attaining specific, measurable, achievable, reluctant, my mistake. Goal setting is the process of attaining specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound objectives that an individual or organization aims to achieve. Now, when we talk of any goal, it is commitment. It is commitment to our emotion, thought, and behavior. Because I'm completely involved in putting in time, effort, energy to accomplish that goal or those goals. So what is important for any goal? It is development of an action plan. Then we talk of the goal being designed to motivate and to guide in such a manner that we gradually learn to accomplish it. See, goals are a part of our day-to-day life. Goals are a necessity. Because if we have no goals, then everything may seem without an aim. So it is very important that we prioritize our goals. If required, we can reorganize our priorities as far as the goals are concerned. As we move ahead with the slides, we will also be discussing specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. S-M-A-R-T. Okay, so the following concepts will be covered in this chapter. What do we mean by the term goals? Characteristics of goals? Various steps related to goal setting? The process of goal setting? Challenges which we face as far as goal setting is concerned? And conclusion. What is the meaning of the term goal? A goal can be an accomplishment or a target an organization wants to achieve. So goals actually provide us direction. Goals help us to propel in the direction of an outcome. So for example, if you want to increase employee engagement, So I will enhance a lot of my information, say on social media, how to improve social media presence, what can be done so we have more website traffic, for example. So various ways to have that level of achievement. The overall goal for an organization is also called mission. When I talk of mission, we take mission to be our vision. That means, what is the vision that I have for this particular goal? The organization's shared values and beliefs can be termed as mission too. See, values and beliefs are like guiding principles for an organization. So you talk of organizations where they focus on ethics. You talk of organizations where they focus on promoting a better work environment, to have an appropriate work culture which focuses on unity, bonding, cohesion. So when we talk of goals, definitely a simple example would be that you're a team leader and you want to somewhere improve the communication between the members in the team. So what is the effort you have to put in as a team leader? What can you do to see to it that people are comfortable with one another in the team in spite of differences? So when I talk of vision or mission, you'd have various strategies to achieve that vision or mission. Then you talk of how to reach certain decisions, how to motivate people. You have to see to it that people do not get demotivated when it comes to achievement of goals. Sometimes goals may take a longer time to be achieved. So all these are concepts that have to be looked into. So people in an organization will be committed to achieve goals within a time frame. Every aspect in relation to work will have a time frame. If we are not time bound, if we are not living up to deadlines, it is not going to serve the purpose. So definitely, on one hand, we need to reach our destination. That means put in effort to achieve that goal, to accomplish that goal. And on the other hand, we talk of completing that goal within a time frame. Goals can be short-term, long-term, or a lifetime goal. When I talk of short-term goal, for example, you've just joined this organization and you realize that you're taking some time to really understand the people, the environment, the work culture. So that can be considered as a short-term goal. And when I talk of a long-term goal, I could ideally talk of looking into career opportunities, looking into growth and progress, having that kind of a mindset that in the next 1 year, 2 years, where do I really see myself? Can I see any progress for myself in my career? That's what it is. So goals give us a sense of direction and move forward. Characteristics of goals. When I talk of characteristics of goals, goals must be challenging in order to be motivating. What do we mean by challenging goals? When I talk of goals that are challenging, they are in such a manner that they somewhere are beyond our capacity. That's what we assume. See, anything challenging at the start may make you feel it is beyond your capacity. But once you achieve it, you realize that at one point of time you thought it was impossible, but you managed achieving it. So it is important that goals can be challenging. Somewhere that challenge will help you to have a more firm mindset to accomplish what you want. So a challenging goal will make you step out of your comfort zone. Do these goals align with the mission and vision of the company? Then the goals have to be achieved. If there is no alignment with the mission and vision of the company, then it's not really a goal which will serve the purpose. Alignment of goals is based on what is the requirement of the company and what exactly is my role going to be to achieve that goal. So are we on the same page? That's why a few slides back we discussed prioritization of goals. So I need to prioritize, I need to understand what goals are the immediate goals that have to be looked into and achieved, and what goals are goals which can be achieved after some time. So it is very important to have that kind of an outlook as to what needs to be done and how I can progress. A simple example here. Now we talk of personal life. So you want to focus on fitness. So you ideally have that goal which is realistic. You tell yourself that in a day I can walk for 1 hour, in a day I can do meditation and yoga for 1 hour. That means overall fitness, the mental and as well as the physical fitness. So I'm setting realistic goals. I don't say that I can walk for 2 hours a day. Maybe that kind of time is not there. So my goals which I want to achieve, they have to be realistic. You have to be practical. You have to understand that at that juncture, the goal will serve the purpose when accomplished. And you have to understand its relevance and importance. Based on all of that, you will be able to really take a step forward. Sometimes a goal may be difficult to accomplish. So as to make the objectives achievable and a prior analysis of what has been done will help one to analyze the situation. So the goal needs to be achievable and the following questions have to be addressed. What do I want to achieve? So I have to be realistic. If I say I want to increase traffic towards my website, okay, so then I have to have a realistic number, that a realistic percent, say 10 to 15% increase in traffic towards my website. So let us do something more creative as far as a website is concerned. So I am putting forward a goal that can be achieved. I'm not directly saying 40% increase in traffic towards my website. That may sound a bit unrealistic, but gradually that can happen. Do I have the resources? So do I have, in this case, I would say the manpower? Do I have that kind of team who will be able to achieve all of this? Also, a very important aspect when we talk of goals and setting of goals, I need to do my homework well. Have I spent enough time in understanding what are the objectives? Have I spent enough time in understanding what do I really need to do? So if I want to improve my communication with my team members, what is the prior analysis I should have done? Or what is the prior analysis that could have been looked into? That there is something that is not appropriate as far as the communication between the team members is concerned. There is something which is obstructing the flow of communication between me and the team members. Maybe the team members feel that I am being too authoritative and too much of a disciplinarian. I'm being too authoritative and trying to discipline them in a very irrational manner. Sorry, I am being extremely authoritative and dominating and trying to discipline them in an irrational manner. So I need to analyze this. So the only way I can improve the communication between me and the team members is by cooperating. The only way I can improve the flow of communication is by probably taking a survey in terms of the communication that takes place after every 2 weeks. So understanding through that survey. So there are ways and means where prior analysis can be done. And through prior analysis, our goals can be achieved better. Because when I've done my homework well, I've analyzed, and then I'm going in a systematic and organized manner, then goal achievement, goal setting firstly, and then accomplishment and achievement will be easier. Yes, to achieve goals, resources and availability of resources, be it financial resources, be it manpower, all of it is necessary. So we now talk of specific and clear goals are of prime concern, and the following three questions have to be addressed. Why is this goal important? What do I want to accomplish? Why do I need to achieve these goals? Now, when I talk of specific goals, I need to do a lot of self-talk for my sorry, when I talk of specific goals, I need to do a lot of self-talk, positive self-talk, because when I talk of a goal, what is it that makes this goal important? And once I achieve this goal, how will it contribute to my betterment? What is the purpose it will serve? And is there any specific reason if I achieve it? What will it lead to? So I just discussed this example in the previous slide that, say, you want to improve your communication with your team members. Now you realize that this is an important goal for you because your team members are kind of drifting away from you. Your team members are not really wanting to communicate with you, maybe out of fear, maybe out of lack of confidence. So what do I want to do to accomplish my goal? I give them a survey. I let them express their views in that survey. Every 2 weeks, I take a survey. I don't expect them to write their names when I tell each one to fill that survey form. So what happens then? Once each one has expressed his or her genuine view, then it'll be easier for me to break that barrier which they have. That barrier of fear, that barrier of shyness, that barrier which leads to lack of self-confidence. All those barriers. So, why do I need to achieve those goals or these goals? Why do I need to achieve these goals? Because at the end of it, I and the team members, or the team members and I, we will feel that we are working as one team. This is after implementing all the solutions there. After implementing all the possible solutions, which will make it very appropriate for us to discuss on a day-to-day basis about our progress in the organization. So communication on all fronts will improve and get better. So positive self-talk, very important when I talk of the goals being specific and clear. Time limited, time bound. Every goal needs a target date so that there's a deadline to focus on. Every objective needs to be time bound. One needs to schedule and make the objectives time bound, and it'll help one to reach the goal on time. It's like everything comes with an expiry date. So the same out here, there has to be some way where we figure out that this much time is enough and this is the required time, nothing more. So what happens in this kind of a situation? That we are well aware that this is specific in relation to time. And somewhere, what is the purpose of achieving anything if there's no deadline? Right? Everything that we achieve, there has to be a deadline to it, because it means that you have accomplished what you had to within the time frame. So that gives a sense of contentment to you. What does goal setting mean? Goal setting involves the development of an action plan designed to motivate an action plan towards a goal. When I say action plan, we are talking of systematic steps that are taken to move towards that goal. So it happens through commitment and dedication, emotion and logical thought process. When I say commitment and dedication, all my effort, time put in, all the effort in relation to going through the various phases of goal achievement, that means infancy stage, middle stage, and then final stage. Emotion, because any work you do will have a certain level of emotion. But at the same time, what is important? that you have to be more focused on the logical and rational thought process than the emotion. So definitely, when I'm setting goals, I do not give much attention to my emotions. I give more attention to my rational thought process and my logic. I need to see to it that the focus is on setting of goals in such a manner that it does not seem to be extremely difficult or unrealistic. See, when you set goals, use a logical mindset. That means don't get so caught up in setting of the goals. That means you land up setting unrealistic goals, impractical goals, and then you feel a sense of failure and frustration. That is why it is very important, you know, be practical right from the start, that this is the goal or these are the goals I have set, but I know these goals are achievable. Yes, I may have to put in a lot of effort, time, energy, dedication, commitment, which I'm ready to. But I also know that I will be able to achieve it. You have to have that confidence also to achieve that goal. So when you set it, get into the realistic mode. Do not fool yourself or do not assume yourself to be overconfident where you say, okay, I will do this, and then you realize I cannot. This is what happens very often. You promise more than you can deliver, so it reflects poorly on you. After a certain point of time, you will realize that you have promised but you are finding it difficult. Now you're putting in the same amount of effort and you're completely involved in wanting to achieve this, but somewhere it is not going in an appropriate direction. So a lot of practicality and a lot of your mindset being in the mode where you know that you can achieve this, or where you're aware of your limitations. That is how you need to move forward. There are 5 steps in goal setting. So first, write down your goals. Just, you know what, pen down your thoughts, or if you want to put it in Word document or wherever, put it forward. Now also, when you put forward your goals, ask yourself, think over it, that these are my goals. You can mull over it. That means think over it. Apply the SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Create an action plan. We just discussed what is an action plan. Identify the hindrances. We just discussed in brief that you talk of your own limitations. You talk of your inability to live up to deadlines due to whatever reasons. It may seem realistic at the start, the achievement of goals. Over a period of time, you realize that no, this is not within your capacity. Could be a whole lot of reasons. So hindrances, obstacles can be many. And continue to monitor your progress. You are the best judge of yourself. So continue to monitor your own progress. You're the best judge of yourself. You know yourself. You know your level of commitment. You know how much you can really put forward. So you, to a great extent, are responsible to achieve your goals or not achieve your goals. Yes, there are external factors which can be a problem. There will be certain obstacles that come up. There will be probably obstacles which can be very challenging. But then it is really up to you how you manage and deal with yourself and the situation. So now we talk of the goal setting process. Make an evaluation for yourself. When I say the first step is to actually understand what you want to achieve and why do you wish to achieve it. So when you understand that I definitely want to achieve this goal, I want to increase customer engagement. And this needs to be done because I want more and more people to purchase my products. I want more fulfillment with my business. I want more and more people to become aware of my products because we are living in a very competitive world. I want to do unique things so that my business progresses. Just giving an example here. So why do you want to achieve it? It gives you a sense of fulfillment. Anything that you achieve, it gives you a sense of fulfillment for sure. Anything that you want to achieve, it can make you absolutely motivated to move in that direction. What is the purpose of goal setting if you're demotivated? And what is the purpose of you linking problems to, you know, or obstructions that come up when you talk of goal setting? Problems will come and go. How stable, committed are you towards your goal? That is what you need to look into. So as we said, the first step is what you want to achieve and why do you wish to achieve it? And this will help you to set goals for yourself as well as your team. Now, when you take your team members into confidence for the goal setting process, your team members will be equally motivated as you are. So you constantly need to display skills of stability, being emotionally balanced, taking charge of your team members, having that kind of mindset to understand what the team members feel, having that kind of thought process that you will be able to relate to the team members, if at all, if there are any issues. Why? Because this will help you to move together with the team. And that is the outcome. The second step is to write your goals down. This will give you more clarity and help you to achieve your goals faster. Definitely, the moment I have it there, then you know it's always on my mind. So, it makes sense to actually have it written. Now, once you have the goals written, as the next point says, this will help you to prioritize. So you can say that, all right, the last three goals, I can probably wait for 2025, right? And then focus on the last three goals next year. The first four goals I need to achieve this year. You can give yourself that kind of time. You know that what is required now needs to be looked into right away. What can be passed on to next year. So you let those goals be taken forward following year. Writing down ensures you are intellectually and emotionally charged, engaged in achieving your goal. When you're charged and engaged in achieving your goal, you know, when you have it written, it is something which is right there. You cannot overlook it. When you have it written, it is already written on your mind, and so you've written it elsewhere. You know, the moment I get to writing, that's why they say, right, that if you're having a lot of problems, sometimes it is okay to write it down. Why? Because when you write it down, it means you've put it forward there. It's so much on your mind, but you've put it forward there. And maybe the next step you could take is write down the possible solutions to it. So what is happening? You're not stuck with that particular problem. You're writing down the problem and realizing that, you know what, now let me pen down the solutions. Whereas if it's on the mind, there can be chances that you're only focused on that problem or those problems. Then you're not moving past those problems. So the same way, when you write down the goals, then you are really, you know, well-versed with what your goals are, and then you decide, now it's a matter of time to achieve this. And you are constantly having thoughts in relation to those goals. They occupy your mind, but in a positive way. Third, transform your goals into SMART goals. This is the next step. SMART goals help you to clarify ideas, focus on your efforts, and allocate your time in such a way that it promises maximum returns. A SMART goal is an effective goal setting method. So I've given you an example before. Quickly, in a minute, I'll just discuss. Specific, when my goal is specific, I want to enhance my team building skills with my team members. I want to improve my communication with my team members. Specific, measurable. Every two weeks, I take a survey and understand their views. So I measure that, has there been any improvement in these 2 weeks? After another 2 weeks, that means 4 weeks, do I see an improvement? Is it achievable? Definitely. I also need to change my own behavior as a team member. I also need to change my behavior as a team leader. Maybe they feel or they've expressed through the survey that the team leader is extremely dominating. So I need to change my behavior. So it is achievable. I can do that because I want unity with my team members. Is it relevant? It is very relevant. Otherwise, communication is going haywire. And what is my dream? To have a team where we all get along. So if it is relevant, then I will put in effort to change. Right? And then time bound. I give myself 4 weeks to 8 weeks to let the group members, the team members. Sorry, I give myself 4 weeks to 6 weeks to let the team members really have the confidence in me and express their views. They express their views and are able to freely discuss whatever they want to. So a SMART goal is definitely an effective goal setting method. This will determine how you will make your goals time bound, attainable, and successful. I've discussed this. You can just go through it, please. I've just discussed it.